This is the Closet Geek, episode 48 for July 24th, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet.
I think
did that again.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet. I think Ryan's actually listening to the lyrics for the first time. He's giggling to himself. But this is the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John,
hello.
Ryan, and
hello.
Michael. So Ryan, What made you laugh about the song?
It's just the audio glitches.
Yeah.
Oh, was it glitching in and out?
I counted.
No. Yeah.
It's all right.
You may not want to do
late.
That live.
Yeah. Well. Oh well. Well, we'll just roll with it. Roll with the punches. So, anyway, let's go to our first segment of the show, which is called This Week in Geek.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week and what we love and what we can recommend for you guys to do. So I'll go first,
right,
since I rarely go first.
You do that.
So lots
Woo!
Of Destiny beta.
Woo! So good.
So all of us can put that on our list because we have all been playing it. Some more than others, but we've all played it.
What? You said you did.
I thought
you were talking about Hearthstone.
Oh.
That's why I was so confused. You know, I kept saying, I'm so confused in the chat. I was like,
oh.
And then
I was
like,
wondering why you're so
confused. I
realized
you're talking about a completely different game.
Oh.
Game.
Okay,
so,
never mind.
So, but you have the beta, right? Because, I thought John gave you a code.
I just won't play it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's why I was surprised. Well, that's why I was surprised that you said you.
That's why,
we
misunderstood
it, obviously.
I thought you were talking about the Hearthstone expansion that just came out.
Oh, you got that? Okay.
Ooh,
we'll talk about that.
About
your turn. Okay. But until then, wait.
So,
Destiny. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of sad that the beta ends this Sunday.
Yeah, but if you're playing, anybody that's listening. And you've probably seen the message of the day that pops up, but you want to be sure that you log in after 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday the 26th, because if you're logged in at that time or any time after, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be at the tower. You could be out, exploring. You could be doing strikes or PvP, whatever. As long as you're logged in, you will get a special emblem that you can then use when the game goes live in September. So it's basically just kind of a way to show off the fact that you were in the beta.
Yeah. So, do that. I'll definitely be doing it. And I'm excited because, side note,
Woo!
I did graduate yesterday.
Congrats.
Woo.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I am now.
Surprised.
It actually did happen.
Shut up.
It did happen. So, but as a graduation gift from our mom's husband, is that the right way to put it? But he gave me a gift of some money, and I now will be able to have the money to purchase Destiny and not just play the beta. So I'm excited to do that. And other stuff, of course, playing Hearthstone. I always... When I have some free time and I just want to do something really quick, I always pull out Hearthstone on my iPad and just play a couple games. I did, with more graduation money, though, I did buy myself Munchkin, the card game.
Classic.
Woo.
Now
so
you have to save up and get all
I've
the
never,
expansions.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Expansions.
Yeah. too many.
I've never played Munchkin. Expansion. I've seen people play it. And I know that tons and tons of people play it. It's super popular game still. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy this, and I'm going to have a good time. And my wife is excited to play it with me, because since she now plays D&D with me, she'll kind of get more of the reference, fantasy references and so forth. And so yes. she's excited cool. to play as well. So yeah, get my munchkin on hopefully this next week, but I'll probably be packing most of the week. But yeah, so that's basically what I was doing. I was mostly entertaining family because they're in town for graduation yesterday. So yeah. All right, John.
I also have been playing lots and lots of Destiny. It's good stuff. I'm like really excited. The only thing is that the max level, the cap in the beta is 8. So you get to level 8 and you're like, well, okay. I can still do exploration stuff. I can still do Crucible, which is the competitive multiplayer, or I can create a new character. So I did that. So now I have 2 level 8 characters. I'm not necessarily worried about making a third. I'm like, okay, I've done it twice now. I understand the gist of it. But I was just kind of running around today, and I was like.
We'll just have to start over anyway,
right?
When
achievement day. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get all 5 golden chests. I'm gonna get all 19 ghosts.
Ooh.
And so that's what I did today. And
what'd you do? Get the cheats or something? Where's all the ghosts?
Well, yeah. I mean, I went to my favorite Destiny YouTuber is called Datto Does Destiny. And so he's really good. He's probably one of the better ones in my opinion. So he did like this little breakdown of like where all the ghosts were. And so I just kind of followed along with his video and found all the ghosts that I hadn't already found. And
maybe
then
I'll do that.
I had already found 3 out of the 5 golden chests. And gosh, if it wasn't for his little video, I would have never found the 5th one. So thank you, Datto, for putting that video together. What's really cool is that not only do you get this thing where it's like 5 out of 5 chests, but when you get your 5th chest, you get an upgraded sparrow for free. And so the upgraded sparrow is like twice as fast, and it has a higher durability, so it takes more getting shot to before it'll blow up underneath you. So that was kind of fun. That's what I did today. I did watch the latest episode of Sword Art Online 2. We still have not seen Kirito in the game yet.
No, but it will happen the next episode.
I know. It's just funny. They are really building up this secondary protagonist. And so we're kind of getting to know her a little bit better.
The story for her is just so intense.
Yeah, she's kind of messed up. But
made me cry.
she's
messed up.
So yesterday was Batman Day. So the reason why it was Batman Day is the official date, 75 years ago, that Batman was first revealed in
that good old
Detective Comics, right?
Batman.
So the local Barnes & Noble was doing this big thing where they were having they were doing free stuff. They were giving away free special copies of Detective Comics 27, which was the same issue that came out 75 years ago, but there's a bunch of different artists, a bunch of different writers that did all of these little pieces all throughout this particular comic. So I got a hold of that and, some of the other free stuff that they were giving out at that time. So that was kind of cool.
They had Batman sugar cookies.
What? Wow. I didn't get any of that action.
Yeah. nice.
So I went and got the D&D starter set. And,
actually went and got it.
Yeah, I actually got a pretty good deal where I ended up getting it 50% off. So Like $10
Bought it
right.
for $10
$10 free shipping.
Nice.
So it was pretty awesome. So I picked that up and flipped through it. I'm pretty impressed with the presentation that they put together. I mean the manuals are you know nice, you know glossy, you know so it's not like cheapy stuff. And it came with like the rules manual, came with the adventure, came with some pre-gen characters and a set of dice. So for any of you that are interested in you know trying to figure out what this whole Dungeons & Dragons thing is, you've never done it before, this is a really great jumping off point. It gives you everything that you need to play the game, to run through a mission. You can use one of the pre-generated characters, or you can just make your own using the rules. And I think Wizards of the Coast is doing a really good job with this launch and rolling it out piece by piece like they are.
So are you still gaming
with
your group?
I am. It's been a while since we've gotten together because summertime got pretty crazy with our schedules. But I think that we are trying to figure out maybe within the next week or so we'll get back together again. And then, of course, once the school year starts, then you know we'll kind of roll back into our regular routines and people won't be on vacation, stuff like that.
So are you guys going to stop doing Pathfinder and
Well,
jump
I think
into
we're going to finish the adventure that we're on now, and I'm going to you know, present
convert
the fact,
characters.
Well, I'm going to present the fact that I do have the starter set of the new edition and kind of give an opportunity to run through that and see how everybody, you know, what people think of it. So we'll probably do that. I think the last thing that I did, I took advantage of the Marvel has this service called Marvel Unlimited, which is a subscription-based service. You can do it on either a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription. And basically what it does is it gives you access to, you know, like over 15,000 digital titles that they have in their archives. And they are doing a special promo right now where the first month is only 99 cents. So for anybody cool. that's interested in getting a hold of, you know, the Marvel archive, you know, for only $1, you can access it for 30 days. And if you set it up, you know, on a monthly subscription, you can cancel after that first month. And then, you know, you only pay that $1. But I did go through, kind of see what was available. And other than like the most recent stuff, a lot of it's pretty, I mean, it has like the entire Age of Ultron run, which was last summer's big Marvel event. But it doesn't have any of the Original Sin stuff. That's the current event that's going to cross over. But it's maybe, I don't know, maybe 6 months back. So, I mean, for people that may not have, you know, access to any comics, this is a really great opportunity to get in and check out their unlimited service for only $1.
Where can you find that dollar?
The code is just SDCC, so San Diego Comic-Con, SDCC14. And when you so when you go into the Marvel Unlimited, you check out, when you're during the checkout, you just apply that code. And it changes the $9.99 to only 99 cents, and then
is this only a tablet or phone thing, or is it on the computer as well?
You can do it through the PC. I have noticed that their site is kind of slow, and I think it's because quite a bit of people are on there right now. But yeah, you can go and do it through the PC as well. You just on the Marvel.com site, you just click on comics. And then you can actually browse and find, you know, what you might be looking for. And it'll tell you whether it's available through Marvel Unlimited or not. And if it is, then you can just click on read now and it'll pull it up and you can read it.
Cool.
So that kind of wraps things up for me.
Nice. Sweet, Ryan. What'd you do?
Let's see if you can see this.
Is that the belt buckle?
It's kind of blurry.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I can't really. Yeah, your camera's a little blurry, so.
I know, it's really
is that the back
too.
Of the belt buckle
it looks
again?
Like, yeah. It looked like it was, like, pixelated to protect the actual item from being huge.
Yeah.
Like,
that's right.
Super
yeah, he was no spoilers.
It was all pixelated out.
Secret.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're working on your costume still?
Those are some fangs that I'm going to do.
Fangs?
Pop them in my mouth.
Yeah. I know what you're doing now.
Shush.
I know what you're doing. Okay,
all right. Slowly reveal. working on the sculpture of the mask at this point.
Cool.
So it's going to be...
Okay, I don't know, but I have an idea.
Okay. I have a really
good idea. It's going
good
to be a silicone mask.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Well, we'll talk about it after.
Because he's not going to reveal it to us.
No, he's still not
going
to reveal it to us.
No, next month. I will show you next month when it's done.
Yep, it'll be official.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you've been playing some Hearthstone?
Playing Hearthstone. Playing at the new... Curse of Naxxramas, and it's really cool because they've allowed people to play the first wing for free.
Oh,
for the first month.
Oh, okay.
So you can get on Hearthstone and play the first wing.
Yeah.
For free before you have to you purchase. You can purchase like each wing individually, or you can purchase the whole game. So it's actually pretty cool. It's next round, so the first round, the first wing you fight in, what's her name? Minxa, the big spider queen.
Oh, right.
So each boss that you defeat, I think the first one's like Anubra Khan or whatever, he's the Egyptian beetle lord or something like that. Each one that you defeat will give you two cards of one of his cards. So you get two spider cards. So it's like a one-two spider, and you kill it, and it turns into 2/1/1 spiders. And if you defeat him, you get those cards for free. And
cool.
There's three bosses in each wing.
Cool.
So, and it's really cool, the strategy that it takes to beat certain bosses. Had me scratching my head and going back to my deck and thinking, now how can I defeat how this boss plays? So what? I have a pretty strong priest deck, so I banged through the first two bosses pretty quickly with my priest deck without changing anything. But the last boss has a special ability where he can, every character has a special ability. You know, pay two mana, and then it does the ability, right? For example, like a warrior will get two extra armor.
Oh, right.
That's his special ability.
Yeah.
Well, the spider special ability is he pays 3 mana, and it sends one of your creatures back to your hand.
Oh.
So that completely shuts down my priest deck.
Right.
Because my priest deck's around one big creature.
Right.
Smashing you. And so
as soon as I buffed my
guy up, bam, you would send it back to my hand.
So what I had to do
is I had to go back and figure out what kind of deck would beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And so
need about like a quick like little Merlin attacking him.
So a lot of different versions. Actually, what I'm using is spiders against him.
Oh,
it seems to work.
There you go.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. I like it. And that's just the first wing. There's 5 wings, and so I'm guessing 15 bosses.
So how much do you know? How much
going
is going to be
for the entire
the whole
all 5
game?
Wings? Going to be $24.99. So, or you can buy it with in-game gold.
Right. It's like 700 gold per wing, I believe.
Per wing, yeah. It's pretty retarded expensive. Just use real money, people.
Right. Yeah.
So. But yeah, I mean it's a little pricey, but this is this is how they're going to make their money. They released Hearthstone as free, and it's been playing for free for the last couple of months, and it's been really popular. I mean, it's the like the most popular card game except for Solitaire, you know, on the iPad.
Yeah.
And so this is how they're going to make their money, by saying the expansions are $25. You don't have to buy the expansion. You can just play regular Hearthstone as long as you want.
Yeah, play the regular one, yeah.
But I really like the levels. It's just something different. It's not PvP where you kind of feel like you suck if you lose against somebody, you know? It's kind of how
I felt in Destiny.
It's like PvP versus PvE, you know, in World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to feel like I totally suck going against teenagers who play this for 10 hours a day versus, you know, I can just go up my own style, my own speed, and still be successful and have fun. So, yeah. I've been doing that.
Cool.
Then, just want to work on not as much as I've been doing. I haven't been doing much work on Beast. On my costume. I almost told you what it was.
Oh! He almost
died. My costume this week. It's cool. If you figure it out, it's cool. It doesn't matter. I just thought it would be fun to keep it a secret as long as possible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go back and, what did he say?
No, I pretty much. I guess my question is, what version? Are you going to go like 90s version, or are you going to go more modern version?
Not modern version.
Okay, so it is going to be more the 90s style.
So you know what it is.
I know what it is.
I have a pretty good idea.
I know what it is now too.
I have no idea still. Because it's a comic book character, and that's not my forte.
Hey, that's all right.
But it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it
is. Cool.
I'm excited to see it. It's
part of a big group, and it's part of a lot of really...
Which solidifies our idea even more.
Yeah, and it,
of who
and
it is.
It's going to be sanctioned by the official company that it is from.
Oh, nice.
That
is cool.
They will
that's
have
awesome.
Own representative there.
Wow.
We got to sign waivers, though.
Oh,
really? Really.
Cool.
That's pretty cool, man.
Awesome. I'm excited. All right.
All right. Well, of course, I did my fair share of Destiny.
Woo! I just don't mean to interrupt, but because we did this together, I think that's one of the funnest parts of playing the Destiny is that for a couple nights, Michael and I just hooked up and ran around and did missions together and killed stuff, and it was really fun. And then, like, the next night, I was able to do the same thing with Barry. And so I think it was really fun to do the cooperative stuff together.
They're doing a really good job on making it a community game.
Yeah, today I was perfecting the headshot.
It helps if you have a good weapon.
I've really enjoyed the hand cannons.
Oh,
the big revolver.
I can headshot so much easier with a hand cannon than a rifle. I really enjoy it, and it
works for me because I like to get in close anyway. Especially being a hunter and throwing knives and stuff like that.
Right.
I love when you go up and you knife them and they turn around and start running away from you, and then you throw your knife at them and then they go down. And Crucible's been fun. I'm still not the best, but I'm getting better as I learn the maps and I'm getting the feel for the gameplay of how people perceive how people play in Crucible, which is a little bit different than. You know, each game has kind of its feel for the PvP, gameplay. And once you kind of get the hang of it, it makes it a lot easier to play your style, but within the genre that you're playing. Because I like to get in close, which I either like to snipe or I like to get in close. Yet the majority of the players like to use the automatic weapons at about mid-range. And so I have to figure out how to... maneuver, and I'm getting really good at maneuvering with a double jump and being able to like jump above them, aim right down, and shoot them from above.
Right, right.
Which is hard because
yeah,
you're moving fast. Because
you're moving and they're moving. And
yeah, you're moving and they're moving. But I practiced doing it with the explore option where you can just explore around.
Yeah.
And one thing I found is you can actually find the six-legged tank.
Yeah.
By doing the explore.
Oh, just sure.
Going out there. I took it out by myself. It was
what?
Great.
Nice.
Yeah. It took me I died six times trying, sure. But I did.
Yeah,
but,
it took
you know,
it took
it,
you a long
what
time,
I learned
yeah.
is due to my long-range sniper rifle that does stupid amounts of damage.
Oh, yeah, you could do like 400.
It couldn't hit me.
Right.
Because I was too far away, so I would shoot it.
Take out
down
one of its legs.
Run in there as fast as I can, and then bang, bang,
golden
bang, bang,
gun.
Bang, and then
yeah.
run back out. but
yeah,
that
that's
was
a good strategy, absolutely.
That was lots of fun. So Destiny, I've really enjoyed it. It's killing me that I'm stuck at level 8, though. I'm like, I want more!
Oh, I know.
I know.
But they do that on purpose, of course.
Well, I want it. Well, yeah. Well, I know. But for the hunter, though, I was like, I wanted to get to that Blade Dancer level where I just start going in there with like the special sword, and you just start slicing
people. It'll be cool.
Well, what's even worse is that I've found like a couple weapons that are level 9 weapons.
Oh, I've found
they're awesome.
I have a level 10 hand cannon that I'll never be able to use.
Yeah, I have like two level 10
It does like it does
armor,
like 94 damage. I'm just like,
that's crazy.
Well, also there's those areas in the exploring where there's creatures that are
level 20
question mark level.
So
even at level 8,
I've
level
taken
20.
A bunch of level 11 and 12 creatures.
No, there are areas that have level 20.
Yeah, I ran
in it. I was exploring today.
A wizard I ran into. It's just like, I can't do anything against its shield. I'll go away.
Yeah, there's an area off of the Forgotten Coast where it's called the Grotto, and it's kind of back and around the corner, so you kind of like keep going, and then there's this path that'll keep going around. And then I was just kind of tooling around, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm dead. I'm like, whoa, what happened? And it tells you who killed you. And it's like level 20. I was like, what? Yeah. So I had to go back, of course.
Yeah.
So then I knew how to try to get around them so that I could keep going further. And I got to the point where it was like a hive area, and there was something called a hive shrieker. I don't even know what it was, but it was like this level 20 thing that just killed me instantly. And I mean, so it's pretty fun that you can find these areas even in the what's considered a smaller, lower level zone.
Well,
they have these.
What's great is how we find these areas is that we get to go and literally explore.
Right, right.
There's zones.
Right.
Yeah. And
you just totally run into
technically
it.
Technically,
you
do have zones, and you do notice a slight, you know, change of graphic. It's like
well,
a graphical
especially if you
glitch.
Go into like a
especially
a
when you're in
area.
A group of people.
Yeah,
yeah.
But private area.
But it's seamless. It literally loads so quickly that you don't even miss a stride running.
It's pretty awesome.
And you can actually fight through that kind of zone area where you can actually be shooting and fighting completely
seamless. And like
seamless.
You said, and like
I
you were
really
saying earlier,
that it's just everything. Is,
yeah, and like you were saying earlier, how you don't have to be in a quote-unquote mission to go to these areas that these missions are being run in, or the strike, like you said. You don't have to go on the strike to go to that area and run through it. You can go to that area and run through it, even though you might not necessarily be on the strike mission.
So
and so it's pretty cool that they just opened it all up, and you can go anywhere you want and at any time and do it any way you want to.
Yeah. So while I've been doing all this Destiny, at the same time I've been really starting to hit the grind on Final Fantasy XIV.
Uh-oh.
And what I mean by that is once you get to kind of the end game content, you can get your relic weapons, and you do these major quests to unlock the next power level and so forth. And Back in the Final Fantasy XI days, which was their other MMO, it would literally take weeks to do the quest to get your ultimate weapon. And they kind of introduced something similar to that in Final Fantasy XIV, where you have to go out and get these 12 Atma in 12 different zones by doing what they call fates, which are kind of like community events, like live community events. They just pop up and everybody can go in and do them.
Oh, okay.
You have to be active in it for a period of time, and then there is like a 2.5% chance after that fate completes that you will get the drop you need.
Mm.
But you have to get one drop in 12 different zones, and it takes forever.
Yep. Grind.
Yeah, and that's the first part of the grind. After you do that, then you have to get these 9 tomes, these 9 books, by grinding out and getting these stones, so you can turn in the stones to get your book. But once you get your book, then you have to go and do a quest to complete the book, but you have to do 9 of those.
Right.
And that's the next level, and you're like, oh man, this is going to take forever.
Yep.
But, you know, it's been fun because I can do it with Kathy. Kathy and
right.
I have both been doing it together. And
it makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference being able to, you know, both kind of in the room, you finish the fate and you both go, oh, you know, it's like, I just want this. But at the same time where Kathy would get no drops at all, and she's just like, this sucks, and I've gotten 3, and she's like, you suck. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's not my fault. But she eventually passed me up, and while she was at work today, I caught up with her. So we both have 5 of the 12 so far. But that's been lots of fun for us this week to do that together. And, you know, I'll tell you, if you can find an activity that you can do together as a couple, it just makes life that much more entertaining and better.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, whether you're a geek or not, but, you know, just saying. If you can game together, you can stay together.
That's why my family, we do World of Warcraft.
Yeah, as a family.
That's a game that all 4 of us can play.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
And that's what we do with Final Fantasy.
As long as I have somebody that can handle all the aggro.
Do you play the healer?
Nate has autism, and he goes and does, you know, he just does whatever.
Leroy!
My daughter... That's him. And then my daughter is just kind of, you know, she's 7, so she's like, I want to ride the horsey, you know, and stuff like that. And so my wife's the healer, so that means I'm, like, tanking the entire zone. I tank all the creatures, all of them.
That's funny.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, it's great because Lance plays, but he plays just a secondary character on Kathy's account.
Right.
And so he doesn't actually play with us because when we created his character, our server was full, so we weren't able to put him on the same servers that we play on.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. We can't move
servers?
We're considering... Well, yeah, you can move servers, but it's a $15 fee to move servers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know. We'll consider it. Sorry, son. Well,
you could play, just not with me.
Well, the way it is...
You'll have to make a new character.
Yeah, it's like he might just have to make a new character. I mean, buddy...
It'd take like 4 months to build it up.
He's been playing for, you know, 3 months.
Right.
You know, pretty consistently when Kathy's not home, and so... You feel bad because in Final Fantasy, you don't just have one class. You can play all the classes. And so he has a lot of all the classes, at least 10 levels. And so he's had a lot of fun just doing a little of everything. So anyway, weekly anime, Sword Art Online 2 was awesome, as John talked about. Been keeping up with my irregular at Magic High School, even though all my friends thought I was stupid, but who cares? I enjoy it.
Somebody
that's what's important.
There's people out there just like you.
Yay! but, you know, that's funny.
There's our episode title.
This month, SLC Anime was reviewing Denu Coil, and it's a 26-episode show that came out in 07. I still have yet to start it, and I'm hosting the get-together on August 3rd. I guess I got to start marathoning this.
Yep. Sounds like
so,
it.
You know, luckily I have a 4-day weekend because of the local holiday here in Utah. And so I might have time tomorrow. I have tomorrow off as well. But I had today off. I have tomorrow off. So, and then, of course, I get Saturday and Sunday off.
We celebrate
now,
it up here.
I will
Idaho.
Admit, though,
Idaho is just—they're just Utah wannabes.
Yeah,
yeah. Idaho is just Utah North.
No, specifically
North Utah.
Yeah,
Northern Utah. Yeah.
But something else that's really cool is I have Kathy and I have our press passes as the Closet Geek official press pass people for SLCC or Salt Lake Comic Con.
Woo!
Yeah.
You are welcome.
Oddly enough, we purchased passes.
Sure.
Not realizing that we had kind of cusped that area of now we are a media source.
Yeah.
And so I didn't realize that we could get our press passes.
Isn't
are
that
you
the
getting
coolest
news
thing ever?
From the Closet Geek?
Yeah, so people are getting news from the Closet Geek. So because we've been around long enough, you know, we can be a press, you know, source at these conventions and so forth. And they basically are like, sure, here you go. And so I purchased passes. Now I'm seeing if they'll refund that.
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to be like, I have 2 3-day passes.
Two tickets.
you need tickets for Comic-Con? $50. So, yeah, that's been my week in geek.
Ooh, I wanted to say
awesome. Sounds like
one
we all
thing
had a
I
good
forgot.
Time. Oh, go for
the
it.
The Strain. You guys watch that?
Oh, I haven't started it yet.
I know of it, but I have not watched it.
The Strain. Oh, the Guillermo del Toro series.
He wrote the novel. Yeah.
Well, it's based off his graphic novel.
Well, it was a regular novel or the graphic.
Regular novel, whatever. it's based off his stuff. Anyway, I was going to explain it to Michael, but I'll explain it to everybody else.
Yeah.
He's the guy behind movies like Hellboy and Pan's Labyrinth.
Right.
And so he's got this creative imagination where you take a real-world setting and then kind of insert this believable fantasy aspect to it.
Right.
So The Strain, there's only 2 episodes so far.
Right.
But I don't know if I should spoiler it for anybody. I haven't seen the first episode. Because the first episode's really cool. I was kept thinking, I know this is Guillermo del Toro, but this is like kind of like a... oh gosh, what was that movie about the multiple universes? The Fringe.
Oh yeah.
I said this feels like I'm watching The Fringe.
Hmm.
And then the reveal of the bad guy came in and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Cool. So you liked it?
Yes.
Oh okay. Yeah. Good.
Yes,
because I haven't
it with Michelle.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
My wife likes it too. Yes, I give it a thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially like if you're like a Walking Dead type fan, you would definitely like The Strain.
Similar. It's a very different take on Walking Dead vampire-ish.
Right.
I just ruined it for you.
No. It tells you in the first episode, you know what it is. So
you get it in the trailer.
So,
that's fine.
It is.
You get the idea.
Dracula,
yeah,
basically, and it's a different tale of Dracula.
Yeah,
and it's really cool. It's based on a biological parasite,
right,
and that's what turns people into vampires versus like magic,
right?
So yeah,
that's cool.
It's really cool.
It's
not a virus or a disease. It's an actual parasite.
Yeah, cool.
From what they're showing so far.
Right.
So.
Okay, awesome.
Cool. Did any of you guys do your homework that I gave you?
No. I did not watch Doctor Who.
I still haven't watched Doctor Who yet.
And you know what? We're about to finish season four right now, right before David Tennant turns into Matt Smith.
You got to tell us when thing changes.
Well, and it's funny because they were getting better, but we were watching an episode last night, and there was like this moment where it's like, it sounded like a gong or something like this, like, blah. We're like, what is that? We're like, what? It was ridiculous music. But
that's so funny.
Yeah.
I just don't remember.
Check that out.
The music being weird like that, but.
So. Anyway, let's go to our next section of the show, which is called The Weekly Geek.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the segment of the show where we talk about things that happen throughout the industry news with movies, TV, games, comic books, tech, and more. The highlights that we love to bring to you.
The highlights so let's and talk sometimes about the lowlights.
The lowlights. And,
talk
the,
about
and
it
the rumors. Yes, right. All right. Let's talk about some movies since we are big movie fans and we love talking about that. So, we don't have titles to movies, but we have release dates for the next 5 years worth of Marvel movies. So, which is interesting because originally Marvel had made a statement that they wanted to produce 3 movies a year, but they've only, with this announcement, they've only
well, they updated it. They updated it with new dates, and there is going to be 3 per year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3 now? Okay, so they did update it. All right, but yeah, so we're going to always get one in the summer and always get one in the winter, for sure. And that's, so we know that Avengers 3 will probably be in there. We know that Captain America 3 and probably Thor 3, Ant-Man will probably
4.
Be in there somewhere. Iron Man
yeah,
4,
cause
possibly.
I guess Robert Downey Jr. Just recently said that he was, you know, going to do more, going to do
he'll
more
do,
Iron
he'll
Man.
Do it again.
He himself has fallen in love with the character of Tony Stark, so.
How can you not? He did such a good job with it.
Well, I know, right? And they'll probably be the Doctor Strange movie possibly in these next 5 years, of course, and then who knows what else? I mean,
there's
15 movies in the next 5 years.
They said the plan is that there's going to be at least one sequel and then one new character movie each year. So
okay, so I want to see like.
Well, I
Black
think
Panther.
That's one of
That'd
the rumors.
Cool.
Is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the rumors, I know, but yeah. I think that would be pretty cool. But yeah, so if you're... I mean, and you have your trolls and your naysayers out there that are saying... And it's true, we are becoming almost oversaturated with superhero movies currently, because not only Marvel movies, but we're also going to be getting a ton of DC movies.
This will be considered like
the
decade of the comic book.
Yeah,
type of thing. So, but you know what?
Hey,
I'm
they
okay
make
with
money
it because
they make a ton of money.
Well,
there will come a time where it no longer appeals. But
well, that's true. But at the
and we'll go back to our basements.
Yeah, that's right.
Our caves.
But we have other stuff coming out that will keep our interest going, like Star Wars, of course, and certain things. So a rumored plot for Star Wars Episode 7. John, you want to talk about that?
There's this rumor going around of course it is just a rumor. So there's no definites in any of this, but apparently the way that the new Episode 7 is going to open is that, you know, after the typical crawl, the storyline crawl.
And then they're coming down to the planet.
Well, instead of coming down, that's the thing, is that instead of coming down to the planet, it actually pans up to the stars, and instead of a spaceship zooming into frame, we see a hand. And It's a severed hand tumbling through space holding a lightsaber. So we'd
Luke's hand.
Could it be Luke Skywalker's hand? Could it be Darth Vader's hand?
It'll probably be Darth Vader because Luke
because,
was on a planet.
Well, and the Death Star exploded, so it could have flung the hand, you know, off into space.
It survived the explosion.
So then, apparently,
hooray for Durasteel!
What about his first hand from Bespin?
Well, apparently. The way that the story goes, now, you know, you have to take all of this with a grain of salt, but apparently the hand falls onto a planet. Somehow it survives re-entry.
Like I said, Darth Vader, Dirt Steel.
The Force.
Okay. All right. So the hand falls onto a desert planet where it's discovered by the characters who become the heroes of the movie. One is Daisy Ridley. The other is John Boyega, who is... John Boyega apparently is playing a stormtrooper who then deserts to join up with the Daisy Ridley character in order to try to – they recognize the lightsaber as a Jedi relic, and so they're trying to return it to who it belongs to. So then the quest takes them off their world, and they actually meet up with Han Solo and Chewbacca, who aren't flying around in the Millennium Falcon anymore, but they're finally flying something else. So anyway, Han and Chewie recognize the lightsaber as Luke's, and they say they haven't seen their friend in 30 years since Return of the Jedi. So it begins this whole quest of finding the missing Jedi Master.
How would they even recognize his lightsaber?
Now, okay.
That's just silly.
Granted... You have to understand that this is just pure rumor.
So somebody made this up, threw it on the net, and everybody goes, plausible.
Right. Yeah. So there are a number, of holes in this. One is the fact that it says that Han and Chewie are not flying the Millennium Falcon when we know
that they've made
the Millennium Falcon.
No, there's the Millennium Falcon.
So either they're...
it broke Han's leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's just permanently broken.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's planet bound.
These things are often
I mean, it's totally.
I mean,
silly.
there's probably a third of truth in that, and the two
I'm
other thirds
that
of it are completely
100% fabricated. And if there happens to be anything in there that's true, it's just luck.
Yeah.
So,
but it's cool.
But
I do like it.
Cool.
It's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah, the idea is fun.
Well, I love how
Skywalker's hand from Bespin, and it landed on a ship. The ship went into outer space.
Well, see, what I think is interesting is that this whole supposed plot line really parallels episode 4 of New Hope, where, you know, Luke finds something that belongs to somebody else, and so he goes off in this quest to try to return, you know, which, you know, R2-D2 or, you know, the plans or whatever, returns R2 to its owner, which was Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so here we again have, you know, the characters finding something that belongs to a Jedi. They go on this quest to try to find this Jedi that this article belongs to. How did they get there?
I have a hard time that Han and Chewie haven't seen Luke in 30 years.
I don't.
Well, if he went into hiding...
Harrison Ford hasn't seen the other actors in the movie for 30 years.
So there's that awkward moment.
Or Luke was... He left to go train the new generation of Jedi.
The appeal has often been talked about where George Lucas had his inspiration from mythology.
Right.
And he based his story around mythology, so that's why there's an appeal to that, because it's a story that everyone can kind of be familiar with.
It's a story. It's a journey story. I do like the idea of the deserter stormtrooper.
Yeah, and apparently more certain aspects of this are getting more and more solidified, because there's another character in the plot line. The actress that plays Brienne of Tarth in the Game of Thrones series, the really tall blonde chick.
Yeah.
Apparently she plays the commander of John Boyega's unit, and she takes it upon herself to hunt him down because he deserted his, you know, so now she kind of plays like one of the antagonists who's trying to get him because he deserted and all that. So, you know, so more and more of these rumors are kind of lining up, you know, and so it's
how long is this film again? That sounds like so much.
Trilogy, man.
2.5 hours, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It could be all part of the trilogy. That's
right.
True.
Sure.
But yeah.
So,
J.J. Abrams, it's probably 2.5 hours. Sounds about right.
And speaking of J.J., how about that video with him in the X-Wing?
That was pretty
huh?
cool.
It was from Blue Squadron.
That was cool.
Yeah. Well, a lot. And what's really interesting is that a lot of people, like, instantly, as soon as they saw the video, there was just rampant speculation on what exactly it was. Was it an actual X-Wing, or was it more a Z-95? Because it did...
Well, but
because...
Star Wars,
Star Wars
retweeted and said it was an X-Wing.
Yes, that's what I was getting to. So they did say it is indeed an X-Wing.
Spoil your thunder.
No, that's perfect. So it is indeed an X-Wing, not the Z-95, and the reason why they were thinking that it was because normally the X-Wings have the S-foils that can open, and it really didn't look like they're like, okay, well, how does it open? And what's really interesting is that they also posted a picture of
Ralph McQuarrie's
concept art and the way that his X-Wing's engines split. And it looks exactly like what they just did with this new one. So I thought that was pretty cool that they are like, you know, honoring. They're like honoring his legacy as the original concept artist of the Star Wars series, and bringing in some of his designs. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And speaking of more Star Wars, so we finally have the Rebels trailer
for the TV
series. Yeah, it looks
really good.
Yes.
Wookiees.
Thoughts, Ryan?
Well, you know, the trailer looked good. And I also like the fact that they have Lego sets for Star Wars Rebels already in the works.
Cool.
And they've got the action figures at San Diego Comic-Con.
I saw
some pictures for it. So, yeah. So they're really going to merchandise the crap out of this, which I think is cool.
Yeah. Oh,
it's about time.
It's Disney.
It's Disney, and so, you know, you don't want it to turn into, you know, Thor is a Disney princess now, but...
I read that.
On the other hand, Disney knows how to market stuff. Disney puts out quality stuff.
Right.
Disney puts out stuff that people like.
Well, I don't know about Air Bud.
Well...
Bam!
Every company has
High
crap
School Musical.
Too, so. But
High School Musical was really popular.
But
it was popular, but it wasn't good.
But I didn't like it either. Zac Efron was the only thing that came out of that.
Oh, that's right. I forget you like him.
I do. I don't know. He's like he's young enough to be my son,
but
I still like him.
I think Zac Efron could be one of the new upcoming action stars.
If he stays clean.
Has he done any
gonna
action
happen.
Movies?
It's going to happen. Watch.
He's an actor.
He's been so focused
kind of
on
roles.
Yeah, he's been so focused on comedies lately that, I don't know, I don't see him being an action star.
Well, that's the same thing people said about Michael Keaton.
That's true. And he wasn't an action star.
Well,
shut up.
What are you talking about,
dude?
But people...
He was awesome!
People can break out of their thing, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Ooh. I was just looking at the Abrams video again.
Oh.
Because I was trying to figure out how it would, the wings would split based off
you
of the artwork.
You guys see the Age of Ultron concept art or the poster art?
The posters,
came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the main characters fighting a swarm of Ultrons.
Clones, the Ultron clones.
Yeah. Well, I like that because, you know, in the storyline, like, you know, Hank Pym created tons of Ultrons because they policed the prisons that they kept all the supervillains
in the cartoon.
Yeah,
which is
yeah, I was gonna say, what are you talking about? But okay.
The cartoon
I have
is
that
cartoon,
is that the Avengers
is really
Assemble
popular.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I think it was Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Murray, I haven't really seen any of those.
It's
really
good.
Well
I
represented
it,
in that cartoon.
Yeah.
In fact, I personally feel that that's the best Ultron out of all of it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I love when like Thor smashes Ultron in the face and like his body starts to rip apart, but immediately it mends itself and then he just punches
they
Thor.
Actually,
so that was a great
they actually
scene.
Took that from the Mighty Avengers comic book original run where Ultron takes over Tony Stark's Iron Man suit. It's the suit that kind of is like liquid metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like the T-1000.
Yeah.
And Ultron takes it over and makes a female version of the Wasp. So he looks female. Because it's kind of pleasant and all out of his thing. Anyway.
Right.
And so it wasn't Thor, but it was Sentry goes in and smashes Ultron's face. And it does that kind of warping thing.
Yeah,
so they brought that into the cartoon. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It looks as cool in the
cool.
cartoon as it does in the comics. So that's very good.
So, good. So, other comic TV news. Got more news about Daredevil. Got more news about Gotham. Of course, we're gonna be getting a lot of news this week, especially with San Diego Comic-Con going on.
Comic-Con episode
San Diego Comic-Con
next week.
Episode
we will cover
next week.
All the
yes,
news.
We
sorry,
will talk
about
all the stereo.
You go, Barry. You're the person in charge.
Well, we are brothers.
It's like
you know,
their minds
that's
will
how
link.
It works. No, Ryan is correct. We will be having a San Diego Comic-Con episode next week, and we'll cover all the juicy details.
Oh, anyway. Oh, yeah.
So,
Hot Toys. You guys familiar with Hot Toys?
Yeah.
They are
a
toy company, but they make, like, super, super high-quality, high-definition action figures. So we're talking action figures that are
kinda,
$350 action figures, each one.
Kind of like McFarlane toys.
Well, McFarlane toys go for like $15.
Right.
Hot toys
go
for
like
$300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, but
because
people are familiar
they have
with
interchangeable
McFarlane toys
hands.
And being
yes.
completely
well,
quality.
Articulated and
different
you know, like
hands,
highly
different hands,
detailed.
Different weapons,
different
jackets. Anyway, they have a new Guardians of the Galaxy set at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
I thought it was cool that Sideshow Collectibles is doing a 6th scale line, which is that's the same scale as the action figures. Isn't that considered 6th scale? 3.5 inches or whatever. Isn't that right? I thought that was anyway.
What's
we'll talk more about
divided by 6.
Here. You're just talking gibberish to me now. But, so, shall we go to our next favorite part of the show, which is Geeky Trivia! So,
what's our poison
Ryan
this week?
Is in charge
of
trivia.
Give me a second.
Trivia
I gotta
week.
Get a pen and paper. Talk about something else.
All right.
Geeky Trivia is 80s Saturday morning cartoons.
Nice.
All right. Nice.
Awesome.
That's so sweet.
So I came across while I was just kind of scrolling while we were talking, but the Destiny beta is open to everybody. So you do not need
it's now
no.
Xbox
you do not
now.
Need a code any longer.
Oh.
So
Oh, so for the last three
you can
days,
get online, you can download
can
it and play it. So don't you don't need a code, you don't need it'll just show up in your you know, to be available to download. You just download the beta and then you can play for the next 3 days until Sunday. So if that's something that you're interested in, you want to do it, you don't need a code, just go and do it. It's open to everybody.
Do it. It's amazing.
I mean, especially if you're like, you know, for the Xbox people, you know, they're familiar with the Halo series. Those of us that are more PlayStation, see, I personally haven't played any Halo games since 1 and 2 because I did have the original Xbox, but I didn't have the 360. So that was one of the main reasons why when I found out that Bungie was doing a shooter that was going to be available on the PlayStation, that's why I was so excited about it because I love the Halo series,
yeah.
But I just haven't played anything since 2 because I haven't had a 360. So for those Microsoft owners, this is going to be right up your alley.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm back.
All right, Ryan.
Thank you for waiting.
Give it to us.
Now, I have covered 1, 2,
uh-oh,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different cartoons. There's like a lot.
Yeah,
so
well, sure.
I covered 9.
80s was like the cartoon
stuff that we don't even know.
Yeah. Seriously.
So,
that was real,
yeah,
real Saturday cartoons.
Yeah.
Boom. That's right.
So I've got some.
Not this 10 o'clock
some
in the morning.
Good, some bad. So we'll take it as it goes. All right.
All right.
First category is Gem.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is Gem's band name?
Gem and
the Gem on the Holograms.
Michael, 1 point.
Oh my goodness! Of course, Mike would know.
Who
one
were the Hologram Rivals?
The Misfits.
Correct.
What?
I would also have taken the Stingers.
Ooh.
For 1 point each.
Name them.
Name
all
a character,
oh, no,
in the cartoon.
Jerrica.
Yeah. Gem.
Someone said Gem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I said Jerrica.
I did.
Jerrica is
character.
Not a character.
What? Jerrica is Gem.
No, that.
Oh.
Was,
that's
believe
also true. I gave John a point for that. All right.
Thank you.
Jerrica. Yeah, that's true. Peter.
I'm actually happy that you guys don't know this.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. We got Gem, Kimber, Asha, Shana, Rhea.
Kimber.
Yeah,
that's
I
in
said
the hologram.
Asha.
And in the Misfits, you got Pizzazz, Roxy, Stormer, and Jetta. And then the Stingers is Riot, Rapture, and Minx. Gem's boyfriend is Rio. And
Rio,
the villain
yeah
is Eric Raymond.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Villain?
Ooh.
Disney
yes,
Gummy
do
Bears.
Yes. Nice. I am
oh,
on
no
this one.
All right, for 1 point each,
do
name
it
a character.
Gruffy.
Tummy.
No, it's not
Gummy.
Gummy.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Well, Tommy
and Tommy is one. Yes.
Unwin.
What?
Boober.
Unwin.
No, Boober.
No, I'm trying to think of gummy bear characters. Like, are we talking about?
They
the
all
gummy
have
bears,
Ummy in
or
the name.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
No.
Spummy.
Cubby.
Cubby,
Sunny.
Tummy,
Cubby wait is one. Cubby is the little boy. Who said that?
I think that was.
Isn't it?
Oh, did I?
John said it. John said.
Ooh,
I said
right,
Sunny.
Okay.
Sunny.
Yeah.
So no, that's a girl.
Tummy, Grammy, Tummy, Sunny.
Yeah.
I said Gruffy.
And Gusto.
Gusto.
Yeah.
And Gusto.
A multiple choice. How do the gummy bears get their powers?
Gummy bear juice.
By drinking gummy
who
berry juice.
I did. I was first.
I did.
I said gummy berry juice.
That's
I
very
totally
good
first.
That is correct. You
I
didn't
said
even
gummy
have to use the magical, the multiple choice. All right. Next. Name a character. This is a new cartoon. Name a character from Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers other than Chip and Dale.
Crash.
Gadget.
And what's the...
Gadget's one, yes.
McCrash, Duck McCrash, or something like that.
You
yeah.
DuckTales.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking DuckTales. Dang it.
Yeah.
Monterey Jack.
Oh.
And and Skeeter, or Squeaker. What's the fly's name?
Zipper. Barry, you get the point.
Zipper.
Zippy.
Wow.
All right. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
All right.
Okay.
Name a character for 1 point each. Name a character from He-Man and the Masters of the
Man
Universe.
Man-at-Arms.
Yeah.
Battle-Cat.
Battle-Cat.
Skeletor.
He-Man.
Skeletor.
She-Ra. Merman. Orko.
Oh, Orko. Yeah.
Ram-a-Man. the Sorceress. Teela.
Stop him. Stop him
from remembering anymore. Evil Lynn.
I got He-Man.
Did we say She-Ra?
Yeah.
Okay. She-Ra. I was like, yeah, Sean did. Guest starred and stuff.
Yeah.
But she had her
next question. Prince Adam, gay or not gay? I'm kidding.
Prince Adam.
Gay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with gay.
All right. Next cartoon, Danger Mouse.
Ooh. Oh, Danger Mouse.
Who is Danger Mouse's assistant?
The mole.
What's his name?
Schmedrick.
Is it
Alfred
the Mole?
Penfold?
Yes, it is Penfold.
What?
Nice.
How in the? I don't even know where that came from.
All right, Mr. Danger Mouse fan. Who is the main antagonist in Danger Mouse?
The cat.
Oh, gosh.
Professor
Spock. Has its own spin-off series.
Oh. Oh, wait, the cat has its own spin-off series? Wait.
It's not the cat.
Oh, it's not the cat. Oh, I thought it was like Dr. Claw or something like that.
Was it?
Inspector
was
Gadget.
It?
Oh.
No. No, wasn't it?
Radigan.
It was like a duck guy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ooh.
He was a vampire duck.
I said Count Duck.
Yeah, Count Ducky.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember his name. I just remembered he had, like, fangs and a beak.
I'll give you half a point. All right.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe
Next.
It.
Thunder.
Thundercat!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh no. Not
Thundercat. For 1 point each, name a Thundercat.
Cheetah.
Bagheera. It's Chatira. Chatila. Chatigra.
It's Chitara.
Chitara.
Oh, Scarf. Oh, that's what I didn't even hear the question. I just heard him like mispronouncing the name.
Snarf. I said Snarf.
Snarf.
Who are we? What are we naming?
Lionel.
Naming Thundercat.
John.
Didn't I say Lynxo earlier though?
Panthra.
Yes. So.
Isn't it Jinx? Or something like that?
Mumra.
Yeah. Yes, correct, Michael, from later in the series.
Pumra.
Mumra, yeah.
Mumra.
Well, Mumra is not a Thundercat.
No, Mumra's the bad
guy. Mumra.
Oh, you're getting... Oh, okay.
Oh,
Mumra. What about... Was it...
What are the twins' names? Aren't they like... I thought it was like Lynx and Jinx, or... I can't remember.
I know who you're talking about.
The twin kids.
I don't remember
their names.
Well, all right.
Like,
three, two,
Pumra.
One.
No, Wily Cat.
Panra.
Is one, yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no.
No.
It's, dang it. It's
Pumira.
Yeah, Pumra, yeah. Or something like that.
Or something like that.
There's Lionel.
Yeah, I said Lionel.
Yeah.
Panthro. That's right.
Oh, Panthro. Oh, my God.
That's the one I was trying to think of. The Panther one.
Wily Cat and Wily Kit.
Okay.
Because I said Wily Cat, but I didn't remember that it was Wily Kit.
Cat.
Whatever.
I didn't hear you say Wily Cat, actually.
No, it was at the very end when you said, like, 5/4, you know.
Yeah, no one's. No one
said
that one.
And at the
what?
Time.
What was the name of Lionel's sword?
The Sword of Omens.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Yes. Good job.
Nice. What was the gem nice. In the hilt called?
The Eye of the Cat. The Eye of Omens.
The Eye of Thundera.
The
Thundera of
Thundera.
I didn't know that.
I got half of it.
What is the Care Bear superpower?
Care Bear Stare!
Okay. That's the
That's
only
right.
Care Bear question.
Oh, thank you.
All right. All right.
Inspector Gadget.
For 1 point each, name a character from the Inspector Gadget comic.
Penny,
Brain.
Penny and Brain.
Inspector Gadget.
Yep.
And his cat.
Yeah.
I can't remember his cat's name.
That's all the named characters.
That's all I got.
Captain.
Michael said Brain. Michael said Brain. Said Penny.
So we also have, we got Gadget, Penny, Brain, Dr. Claw, Chief Quimby, and Corporal Cape Newton.
Chief Quimby, that's what it was.
Oh,
I can't remember
Quimby.
His name. The captain.
All right. Multiple choice. This one's tricky. Which one of these is not one of Gadget's gadgets?
Oh, no.
A wind sail hat? Oil slick from his shoe? Sub-Zero aerosol spray? Or sleeping gas flower?
No, I'm going to say oil
slick. I was going to say Sub-Zero spray can or whatever. No. I don't remember him freezing anything.
I believe is the flower is not one of his gadgets. At least it didn't shoot sleeping gas.
The real answer is the oil slick from the shoe.
Barry. Oh, wait, no,
what?
Barry didn't answer that.
He did. Yeah, he did answer
that.
I got that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that seems so generic for a robot
gas
guy.
And it also sprayed water.
Oh, okay. See, I remembered it spraying water. I didn't remember.
And the Sub-Zero aerosol spray was go Refrigigadget.
Refrigigadget.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Ooh.
All
right. Transformers.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Transformers.
What is the name of the largest robot ever seen in the series?
No.
Gigantatron.
it's not Megatron.
No,
isn't it like Ultratron?
No.
The answer is Unicron.
It's something like that.
Huh?
Unicron,
that's what it is.
Oh, Unicron. Okay.
I knew it was a U something.
What is the...
Unicron, he takes over Megatron's body.
What is the name of the Transformer that was originally a Decepticon but changed sides? A, Huffer, B, Thundercracker, C, Starfire, or D, Cosmos?
Cosmos.
Huffer, Thundercracker, Skyfire, or Cosmos?
Cosmos.
Which one is the turd coat?
Cosmos.
The answer is Skyfire.
I said Cosmos first.
That's the one I was going to guess.
All right.
Starscream switches sides all the time.
He's on his own side.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. All right.
Yeah.
Which Dinobot is named Slag? Multiple choice. Triceratops, Allosaurus, Stegosaurus, or Brontosaurus?
I was going to say Stegosaurus, but that was before you even did multiple choice. But
Slag. Triceratops.
Michael's correct.
Woo!
Triceratops.
Good job.
Oh, that was one of the options. Cool.
the Constructicons merged to become which powerful robot? Powerful giant robot.
Metroplex.
All right. I'll give you some hints. It's one of these four. Bruticus, Devastator, Menasor, or Superion?
Devastator.
I'm going to say Bruticus.
I'm going to go with Superion.
All right, Devastator.
Oh.
Is correct.
Yeah! Woo!
Which one of these is not a tape transformer that ejects from Soundwave?
Oh.
Buzzsaw, Ratbat,
ooh.
Deathtrap, Frenzy.
Buzzsaw. Oh, wait, no. What's that?
Rat Trap.
No. Buzzsaw.
The bat one.
No, all Buzzsaw was a bird.
Buzzsaw, Rat Trap, burps. Buzzsaw, Rat Bat, Death Trap, Friend.
Rat Bat.
Yeah, because Buzzsaw is a transformer, but I can't remember if it was one of the tape ones.
I say Rat Bat.
The answer is Death Trap.
Death Trap.
Rat Bat Death was, trap. I take.
There's so many transformers. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Half Shell.
Yeah.
True
Turtle
or
power.
False? Splinter was Hamato Yoshi's pet rat.
True.
False. He is Hamato Yoshi.
In the cartoon, that is correct. In the movie, he was the pet. But in the cartoon, he was actually Hamato Yoshi.
I see.
He was... He was transformed by the ooze as well.
Which of these characters is a samurai rabbit?
Yosaki Yojimbo.
You're close.
What?
Yosagi Yojimbo.
That's what I said.
You said Yosaki.
You said Yosaki.
Oh.
You said
Saki.
I'll give it to you.
Whatever, you got it. You got it.
1 point each. Name a character other than the Ninja Turtles themselves in the show.
Bebop, Rocksteady,
Splinter,
Shredder,
Crane,
Irma, Krag.
Oh yeah, Irma.
Wait,
I don't know an Irma.
Casey,
what?
Casey.
That's on my left.
Irma.
Yeah,
is
Irma's
April
O'Neil's
friend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Casey.
Not even on my left.
Yeah.
Oh,
Casey.
Yeah,
Casey.
Casey, Shredder, April O'Neil,
Splinter.
He said Splinter. What's that?
I said Splinter.
We all said those ones already.
Splinter counts because he's not an integral. I said not.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said or Splinter. Oh, okay.
No. What are some of the what's the doctor?
Oh, man. I thought Irma was a... You know, unknown character. I was surprised. I'm like, you're going after doctors and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, the guy that made the rat stuff.
Yeah, the
metal
the
rat.
I know
rat robots.
I can't. And then he became a fly guy. Anyway, right. I don't know. I'm done.
Like a whole ton. So that's
yeah.
It. I'm not gonna tell you which ones you missed.
Let's not go over
it. Good job. Now let's. What we got? I got some more.
Awesome. This is fun.
All right. where I got to find myself on the list. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I don't know this one at all.
Which, the multiple choice, which one of these was not a class in the show? Barbarian, Paladin, Acrobat,
Paladin.
Ranger.
It was Paladin.
Paladin
is not, because it was a Cavalier.
Yeah, ooh.
John is correct.
That's right.
It is a Cavalier.
Boom. Good job, John.
All right. Which of these characters was not an evil... Which was not an evil character? Venger, Shadow Demon, Tiamat, Bullywug.
Bullywug.
What? They all
Tiamat.
Were.
Tiamat.
It's a trick question.
Okay, well then I would say of those... Wait, okay, so Venger, Tiamat.
Well, Shadow Demon and Venger are obviously the bad guys.
Okay, well, the Shadow...
like
Shadow Demon... Shadow Demon... I'm going to say Shadow Demon, because he wasn't really necessarily a bad guy, if you want to get that technical, if it's like a trick question.
The trick question is... The answer is Bullywug. Bullywug is a race, not a character.
That's right.
Oh, come on.
I was like, that's why I was like, Bullywug, because I'm like, I don't remember that being a character.
Boo.
I told you it's a trick question. Who was Venger?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, who was? I know Venger was a character. I can't remember what he was.
No.
It was
like,
I know he had henchmen.
No, he was like, but he was like their, was it like their teacher or something like that? Like their one of like the high school, one of their high school teachers.
I don't know.
Venger was Dungeon Master's son.
Dungeon Master's son. Oh
man.
Okay, that's not the direction I was going with that.
All right, here's another tricky question. Did the kids ever permanently return home in the series?
Permanently? No.
Permanently? No.
They never did permanently. They got back.
They got back a couple of times.
Multiple times. But yeah. The show was canceled before they got home.
So there was one more episode that was never produced, but they have a script for it.
Sure.
Aired.
In the script, the kids were given a choice to go home after Avenger was made good.
Oh, okay.
And the kids were given a choice to go home, and the episode ends without them actually deciding.
Oh, I see.
So,
but, yeah, so. I'm like, yeah.
All right, last cartoon
That's
of the
a good
evening.
Ending.
DuckTales.
DuckTales.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I only have, like, I got short
Bring it on.
Questions. But I've, okay. What was Scrooge's lucky item? Yes.
Lucky number one dime.
Gosh.
What was the name of the gang that was always after Scrooge's money? Yes.
The Beagle Boy.
What was the name of the mechanic and inventor? Correct.
Yeah, Gyro.
Gear Loose, yeah.
Who is, this is so sad, McDuck's one and only competitor?
Flintheart, Glumgold.
Yes. Oh, yes. I can't believe you got his whole name. All right. What is the name of Scrooge's butler?
Alfred.
It's close.
Albert.
No. Duckworth?
It's like Duckworth is correct.
No. Oh, nice. Duckworth.
Okay, last question. What was the city that they lived in?
Duckburg, yeah. Duckburg.
Duxbury. Yeah. Holy crap. John, you have lost.
Yes, I have.
Wow, Barry and Michael, though, they're 80.
Well, Barry, let me do the numbers.
Except for, like, Dungeons & Dragons. And
Mike won with that He-Man.
I really didn't watch most of those cartoons because I was already... Yeah, I was already a teenager.
I was in elementary school through the 80s.
Yeah.
So
that's, Barry with 18, Mike with
32. What?
32? It was that He-Man round where he's like
32?
Just kept going.
He was a machine.
I had like what four
answers. You had let me see one.
No, there was a couple of our. I'm like I was so surprised, but
you
I
had
didn't.
20, John.
20. I had 20. I beat Barry.
Oh wait, let me count Barry's again.
Yeah, no. You said Barry had 18.
10, 15. 23. I said 18. I missed a 5.
Missed a 5.
It,
okay.
The Danger Mouse one was one that was what just my brain. The fact that I could just remember these weird details.
All right. I hope you liked my trivia again. Okay. Again, these were all my questions. So send
Good
your
job.
Hate mail to the closet. What is it, Barry?
ClosetGeek@gmail.net.
ClosetGeekPod.
Oh.
ClosetGeekPod at
gmail.com. I don't even know our own email address.
All right, Barry, take it away.
Shame on you. So everyone go check out our website, use our affiliate links, go use our Amazon link for all your shopping pleasures. And also if you want a new gaming PC, go to Doghouse Systems and use the code CLOSETGEEK for double your RAM for free. Thanks for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us on all the social media you want. Email us your questions, your disappointments, your annoyances, or anything you want at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And come and join us next week. We will be talking about the San Diego Comic-Con. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.